start your day at the Turaway in northwest London in conjunction with Beit HaMidrash Knesset Yecheskel and Haderech. Zos Chanukah, 2nd of Teves, 26th of December. Rabbi Mendy Chizik Shlita, Zos Chanukah and Parshas Vayigash. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by the Ilan Nishmas, Rapin Chasiyos, Ben Mishmur, Zachron Abrocha, and the Shlosh of the late Mr. Paul Levine, Zachron Abrocha, a regular Turaway participant for many years, and together with family Rosenberg on the 60 outside of Mrs. Hamsha Rosenberg, Olea Sholem, Ilan Nishmas, Alta Chana Nechabas, Rabbi Nachum Eliezer, Olea Sholem, whose the outside will be on Wednesday.
Says the four noshim, the four women with the most chayim, Rochel, Abigail, and Esther. So Tosfos asks, "Shneinisht Chava? What about Chava? Yitzir Kaposh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Chava not mentioned as one of those ladies?" And Tosfos answers, "Chava's not on the list. Chava's not on the list." Why not? Because Chava's obviously going to be outstandingly beautiful because she was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, she's not on the list. So I saw recently, they say that's Pshat, the Rabbi Yisrael possibly said this morning. Even this woman, the foundation of Klal Yisrael, Mo'asu HaBoinim, Boinim of the Chachomim, they rejected putting her into the list. Hoiso, she was the Rosh Pino. Why was she rejected from the list? Because Me'eis Hashem Hoiso Zois. Because she's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's a Yitzhak Kaposh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, she's Niflos Be'inegu. But I heard yesterday, the Santa Oktaych, to do with today, the Yom Kodesh today, was Zois Chanukah. Kisvei Ha'ari tell us, in Birchas Krishma, we list out the Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poyo Gevulois, Oysa Chadoshois, Baal Melchomois, Zeheya Tzedokas. We list out eight HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbelievable attributes that we cannot even fully understand or fathom. And the last one, the eighth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adoin HaNiflois. Today is Chanukah, the day we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us Niflois. Day Chanukah, Adon HaNiflois. So someone told me, the Chassidish Shevelt, they touch up like this. Me'eis Hashem Hoiso Zois. Today we've got the Zois Chanukah. Why? He Niflos, the day of Niflos, the day of Niflois Be'inenu. Today we ask Zois Chanukah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ainu Niflois, show us Nisim Niflois. Who, what doesn't want Nisim Niflois in their lives? We ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, Eis Hashem Hois HaZois. What a wonderful day of Zois. God, please show us Niflois Beinenu, show us Nisim Niflois. I want to look today, B'siyata Dishmai, Rabbi Yisai, at an aspect of Chanukah. In today's Kriyas HaTorah, we went through this Chanukah and Mizbeach, beginning of Baal Yisro. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, the Baal Yisro has an interesting parasha number. Let's work it out. There's 12 sedras in Bereishis, 11 in Shemois, and 10 in Vayikra. Any good accountants here can help me out? So what's 12, 11 plus 10?
That's 33.
That is three. What number Sedra is Baalei Yischol?
36.
Zugestellt. Sehr gut. Sagt der Bnei Yisotzchei, Abu Yisai, Baalei Yischol ist Parasha Lamed Vov. Korrespondent zu Lamed Vov. Negus of Chanukah. Lamed Vov. Weiter, Abu Yisai, and this you have to trust me for. Because I can't expect anyone to work it out themselves. The number of times it says in the Torah, the word Oil, Menoira, and Negus, is 36. That I know you're trusting me, but I trust the place also on that as well. I didn't check it out. He says there's 36 times the Torah HaKadosh says that. Lo lechinom we like 8 negus Chanukah. The Chanukah ches negus is because we like, we get the Torah 36. This is the 36. Parsha 36 as well. Some of you all aware of the Medrash Peliah in Baal Yischol. The Torah tells us that the menorah should be lit. The branches should light towards the center of the menorah. Says the Medrash, Hodohu dechsiv. On that it writes a pasuk, Pesach devarecho yo'iru. The opening of your words were light. Meaning, opening of your words were light. So some of Farshim say it's hinting to Pesach lighting your menorah at the entrance of a door. Pesach devarecho yo'iru, but devarecho doesn't quite fit. Pesach devarecho yo'iru, al mul p'nei menorah, Pesach devarecho yo'iru, at the entrance of your words you should light. Zogt Vilna Gaon. The Torah Kedusha and the menorah are one and the same. Lighting the menorah, limit the Torah, there's another zach. Every single sefer, says the Vilna Gaon, opens up with a remes to the menorah. Bereshis, Shemois, Vayikra, Vamidbar Devarim. Every sefer opens with a connection to the menorah. So the Gaon. Bereshis opens up with a pasuk of 7 words. Bereshis, Borah, Elokim, Eis, Hashemayim, Eis, Haaretz. 7 words. So the Gaon, the 7 words, are connected to 7 neiros on the menorah. Shemois is 11 words. Checking it, fact checking something, I can see. Shemois is 11 words, Dr. Vilna Gaon, that's the Kaf Toyrim of the menorah. The Kaf Toyrim. The Kaf Toyrim, the ball of the menorah, there was 11. It's Shemois. Vayikra is 9 words. So the Gaon, that's the Parochim. The flowers on the menorah were 9. Bamidbar has 17 words. So the Gaon, little journalistic license. The menorah was 17 and a mashu. So the Gaon, we'll come to the height of the menorah in a minute. So the Gaon, there's 17 words about Midbar, because the menorah was 17 plus mashu in height, the goivach, the tochim. And Sefer Devarim opens up with 22 words. So the Gaon, that's 22 gavim. The bechas on the menorah were 22. So the Vilna Gaon, if a Zephyr statement, Pshat and Medrash Peliah, El Mul Panei HaMenoigo Yo'igu Shiva Saneiris, Hochu Dechsiv, Pesach Devarecho, the opening of your words, the opening of every Chumash, your Iru, we're lighting up the Menoigo, the Mitzvah HaMenoigo is there, the beginning of every single part of Sifri Torah, opening every single parasha. Interestingly, the Zingamban, and I saw a fantastic machlokas on the Zingamban, I'd never thought of it before. The Ramban tells us, Rabbi Yisai, we go through Parsha and see Machanika, and we come and we see and we find Rashi, beginning of Baal Yischol. Rashi tells us, and Akoyim was upset that he wasn't included in this Lo Yehu Vlo Shivtoi, nor him not to Shevet, in that Krovas and Nesim. The Sakosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, don't worry, you've got it. Whatever you need, you'll get. Mitzvahs Chanukah. Shalcho gedoy mishalahem, says Rashi. Shalhoya imohem, lehiv leshivtoi. Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, don't panic, chayecho. Shalcho gedoy mishalahem, shata madlik umeitiv es haneiris. So before we come to the Rambam, we've got to ask the basic question. Why is this greater? They brought Karbonos, he did the menorah, and? So the Rambam, the Devarim nifloi mamish. Says the Ramban, you should know that this mitzvah of Hadlokas near Chanukah, the menorah that Aaron was given, is so great because of Mekayim today. Menorah, which we lit every single day, the 7 to 8 days of Hanukkah, is the continuation of the mitzvah Aron HaKohen, Shochol Beloilo, because of Mekayim today, Bezman HaChorban. Bezman HaChorban, Nebuch, Bavay Neseinu HaRabim, Einon HaBeis HaMikdash, LeKarbonos, what could we offer? But the Menorah of our homes, says the Ramban, is a continuation of Aron HaKohen, and the Chassidus one, they say that we've got to get out of the Kohen Gadol when we light the Menorah. I think I may have been the last one to light Menorah last night. I was washing the Simcha out of town, and I asked the Rav, Rabbi Knopf, he told me to light as late as I came in. I saw one other Menorah lit in Goldsmith when I arrived in, but I lit, and I'm sure there were still people on the street. Bosh, maybe I was the last Kohen Gadol last night in Goldsmith Green. So Rashi, the mitzvah of Menorah is a continuation. It's not the Ramban that we have this continuation today. A Peltik Machloikis I want to clear what it's dependent on. Peltik Machloikis. Mehego Yibone HaMikdosh Rabbosai. Mehego Yibone HaMikdosh. We're looking forward to the day when Yibone HaMikdosh and Tio and Tamali Kashafim. Will we still be lighting Menorah in our homes? Mehego Yibone HaMikdosh. It probably goes in the same question, will we therefore still need to eat our donuts? Yeah. Oh, at the bakeries. I don't think they'll stop selling those. Boys, Kasha, will there still be? So nowadays we're lighting Zeicha Nes Chanukah. Purim, as we know, will continue. Will Chanukah still continue? Boys, I tell you, don't have any Moshe he says no. Moshe Shtembuch, he says, Achidek Ches, he says no. And rather, the Nes Chanukah will be remembered and discussed. But mitzvah samanoga hadlokas, no, it's not posh, it's not going to continue. We're lighting today, continuation of Aron HaKohen. But the Moshe Mashiach, Anish, no, he says not. But then there's a Maisa, Rav, for the Munkatsha. The Munkatsha, the Minchas Elozo, Eli Munkatsha Gorn, Minchas Elozo, he says, he brings up a Bnei Yisoschar. The Bnei Yisoschar had a box which he set aside for lighting Menorah outdoors. He said, nowadays I can't light outdoors. He said, Umasa'ulam, I can't light outdoors. But I want this box to serve me well for Yemoisa Mashiach. When I'm going to light outdoors, I want this box to be there for that. Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar had a box ready for Yemoisa Mashiach to continue to light the Menorah, Yemoisa Mashiach. Rabbi Yisai, what can I tell you? What can I add? The volume of Floyd Mamish, Efshin Historium also. The Bnei Yisoschar clearly held that there will be Menorah lit by us, Yemoisa Mashiach. Efshin declared to Rabbi Yisai, Kedua, it could be the Machlokes, depends on the very interesting Machlokes. After Tchias Amisim, are we the same person again? I'm not going into too much, but I'll tell you a shayla that was written, a correspondence between Gedolim, behind Berlin and Arderes. Just a quick correspondence. I'm sure it will shine, forgive the pun, it will shine some light on this Machlokes. The Arderes, an acronym for his name, Rabban Yoel, David, Rabban Onis, Tumim, Rav in Yerushalayim, wrote a letter to Chaim Berlin. He said, I think that a Kohen, after Tchias HaMeisim, he's not Kohen anymore. He's the first Kohen. What's my guy? Why would I say that? He might speak like this. He says, the Gemara Brochus discusses the Abzega, who was unwell, and Zechtu for Shlema, and the Amayoi made the Suda to recognize Suda Sedor. And the Suda of the Suda, they were discussing who would bench. The host, the guest, the host. Fake that Darius, I don't understand. Abzega was a Kohen. The Kohen benches. The Gemara omits the whole discussion of Kohen benching. Why not? So that Darius to Chaim Berlin, I'll tell you why. Because famous Gemara Megillah, that Rabbi invited Abzega to Purim Suda. Come Rabbi v'shochte le Abzega. Rabbi killed Abzega. When he saw what he'd done, he davened for Tchias HaMeisim and Abzega got up. You know, I always say, interesting, the next year, Rabbi Zvati kept saying again. So I said, I'm not coming anymore. I had one experience by you, I'm not coming anymore. Come, Rabbi, so that day, I said, 1 minute, he had three samisim. So he's going. He writes this to me, I'm like, pulling togas, he's got a stick of tag in my head, he knocks him back, the sugi is so nice, so easy to understand. He's a shkarai, he's not proved to you, not true, Tchis HaMesim, you're all the same person. He's a lovely guy, the apostle which discusses Tchis HaMesim, when he's sat him to Moisa, and Aaron HaKoyen, and Matan Skunna, and Koyach, and give my trumpet to Aaron HaKoyen. He says, B'chaim Berlin, Aaron HaKoyen, trumpet to Aaron HaKoyen, trumpet to Aaron HaKoyen, trumpet is given to Israel. So I think tomorrow, Mikal at Tchis HaMesim. One minute. Chesamisim is Andor Patakoy. Elamai, says, a coin, Chesamisim is the same person. I saw the son, somebody asked Pachan Kanevsky. Shaila, he doesn't say the answer, Pachan just smiled. Maybe it was a poem, Shaila. He said, I don't understand. I've got a question for Pachan. He said, Komli bedrobmini. Komli bedrobmini. A person, Machoyev, to Oinshim. So we give him the bigger Oinsh. So let's say it's Mom, let's say it's Misa. And Momen, he burned down somebody's house on Shabbos. Chmisa for Chelo Shabbos. And Momen, he has the money for burning down the house. Halacha is, we know, Tzarek Darsh and Psukim, we give him one oynish. One oynish. He gets Chibis. So he did it from Chaim Kanevsky, he said, I've got a question for you. After Tchis HaMesim, we say, 1 minute, we gave you Misa then. Now, can we settle accounts? You still owe me some money from the last time. Or your new person. And Chaim smiled. I'm never sure what people ask Abraham these shalos. They want the answer, they just want the smile from Abraham. So, Eshel Gaboisai Kenzan, again, I don't know, but Kenzan, this Machloikas from Gedolim, based on the Ramban, will Nechanika continue Le'osid Lovay? Eshel Gaboisai, what is Le'osid Lovay? Every same person is a new, is it Adachoisisht? I want to show you, don't Niflom Oid, Gaboisai. Bahalo Yisrael. Tanegas Rashi, Al Shem, Shalahav Oila, the flame goes up. Kosu Bad Lakosu, not an Aliyah. There's an Aliyah. Got to go up. Flame got to go up. Oido Shabbat saying, Help Shak Rashi brings down. Shema le Hoysa lifnea Manoira, Shalea Kain Oimid Umaitiv. There was a step in front of the menorah, which the coin stood on was made. There is a nice deal in Rabbeisa and Foshim. Where is this step ever mentioned anywhere else? It's a mission in Tomid. But when Moshe built the Kleah Mishkan, and there's an accounting for all the money that was spent on it, that you haven't seen. So Rashi's not quoting mission in Tomid. It's a free Manochus. But the Foshim do discuss if it was made of any expensive. Discuss what it was made from. If it was made of any expensive materials, there's no accounting for it. Ach, locus. Some say for eight. Say, shit, they him. That's interesting as Ach, what it's made from. But Rashi's pshat of Baal Yisro being a Lashon of Maynor, there was a step there. If we go back to Parshat Tzaveh, when Torah discusses Mitzvah Menorah the first time, come on, the same thing. Lahalis near Tomid. Sigashi over there says, Bamshot. Madlik, Lahalis, Bahalis, Bahalis, Sigashi. Anchatish al Heves, Oilemele. Rashi doesn't mention this surah, Mr. Tomid, the Mamanochas, Sefri of a step. Then Rashi ignores about step. Rashi says, Bamshot. Lahalis near Tomid, the flame should go up. Why in Baal Yisro does Rashi feel necessary to tell us another pshat in Baal Yisro? Baal Yisro means you want to stand on the step Baal Yisro. Why step? In Tetzaveh, Lehal Yisro Thomas and Rashi is happy to tell us the flame should go up. So in Tetzaveh, Baal Yisro is actually a bit more. There's a step to stand on. The Bnei Yisro brings down that there were times in history that people drew, artists drew images of Moshe V'Aaron. And he says, even when I was young, where the green school chumash, and in front there are pictures of Moshe of Aaron. There they were the same height. And again, I saw somebody asked Abraham Kanievsky, is it right to draw pictures of Moshe of Aaron? And Abraham there wasn't bothered. He said, no, everyone knows those pictures, not pictures of Moshe of Aaron. It gives a person a dugma of an Odin God with a seal of an Odin Kodesh. Nothing more than that. But the Bnei also obviously had seen different pictures. He says that in pictures he'd seen of artists' images of Moshe of Aaron, Moshe is very tall and Aaron's very short. So does it. Moshe has to be tall. The Pasuk says Moshe spread the oil on a Mishkan. That's 10 amos. We know Moshe was tall. Moshe was the height of the Mishkan. Moshe was the height of the Mishkan. Moshe was very, very tall. 10 amos, according to the Mishnah, is roughly 6 meters. It's extremely tall. Aaron would have been regular height. So the Bnei Sasson, Aaron HaKoyen, we know he's short. Vashdei Bahalo Yischo. Says Rashi, there was a step leading up to the Menorah. So the artist understood from Lo Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu by default was tall because we know that what he did, he spread the Urias on the Mishkan. Aaron HaKoyen, as we know, must have been short because he needed a step. So the Bnei Sasson, that's why the artist drew pictures of it. We can now begin to understand Dovah Niflam Oid. Pash Tzavim Bar Oischo Mitz Samanoiga are talking to different people. Who was the Kohen Gadol Rabbi Yisai for the Shivas Yemei Miluim? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe very tall. Moshe would have squashed to get his head into the Mishkan as it is. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu must have walked in slightly bent. I mean, realistically, Moshe 10 amos tall, Mishkan 10 amos. He was slightly cough off when he walked in anyway. Giving Moshe a step is impossible. So in Parsh Tzavah on the Mepharshim, we get doch to Moshe Rabbeinu. Step? No step. We get doch step. Moshe is bending over to see the Menorah. No step necessary. But it comes to Parsh Bar Lo Yischo, we get doch to Aaron HaKoyen. Bar Lo Yischo, Aaron HaKoyen, Aaron is Neitomid. Bar Lo Yischo, Sanega, Samopini HaMenorah. Aaron HaKoyen, Aaron was shorter, Aaron was regular height. Aaron HaKoyen, to get over to be madlik or made to the Sanhedrin to lean over the Menorah, he had the step. Again, we discussed what the step was made from, but Aaron had the step there. Rabbi Yisai, it's a very nice to go there. The Moshe of Zakenim from the Geshoinim, Rabbi Yisai, Moshe of Zakenim, could I have a look? In Shemois Chavav, he's not Muskim. He discusses the Moshe of Zakenim in only Perichovov and Truma talks about the Melech Samishkon. The Samishkon, Tarsus Yerias, the Moshe of the Kingdom for the Geshoinim says, no, Aaron was as tall as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe of the Kingdom says, Aaron was tall as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe of Abishitz says, also there has to be like that. HaKoyen HaGodol Me'echov. He was a Kohen Gadol Me'echov, we learn Echov being from the brothers of Kohen. He says, no, he was a Kohen Gadol Me'echov from his brother. He can't have been shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Rabbeinu says, touch stop. Kohen Gadol Me'echov is as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. He's as tall. He's as tall. So it means Abishitz. So how do you put the two parshas together? Dovah Niflam Oid, he says. Fantastic, he says. Aaron HaKohen. Moshe was tall. Aaron was regular height. He said, and therefore, when they built the Menorah for Aaron HaKoyen, they built step with it for Aaron HaKoyen, because Aaron was short. But I, the Roshonim, say Aaron was as tall as Moshe. So the Bnei Sasson says, yes, when he was Nimshach as a Koyen Gadol, when the Mashiach of the Shemen to make Aaron as a Koyen Gadol, then he grew to become Koyen HaGadol Me'echov. And he went from the regular height to 10 amos. Now, so it being established, he did not need the step. So the Rabbi said, Dovah Niflo, Dov Shatting Ashi. Aaron doesn't need the steps anymore. If I care if Aaron uses the steps, it's going to be impossible now. La Hagid Shavochoy Shavar Rabbi Sai. Shaloy Shino, he didn't change the steps as well. That although those steps are so difficult for him, they were made for him before he was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcho, B'Shem HaKodesh. He was a regular height, he needed steps. Oh, but now he became extremely tall. So this time says, "Das ist Pshat im Yashin." In only in Apelish Atayil of today, Lagan Shavach is Lagan Shoshino. That despite being so tall and not needing the steps of Moshe Rabbeinu, he must bend himself over. Shavach is Lagan Shoshino. So it ties to Shavach is Lagan Shoshino. What is that? When Dudi asked me to speak, so it's Hanukkah, I said, but I can't go without the Parsha Yefsha. We'll connect this to the Parsha Yabuisa, Dvom Nifloim Oid. It connects to the Parsha Yigash. You showed me Yabuisa, it connects to Yigash. We'll do it now. Yabuisa in Yigash, the Torah Bisha says, Yosef says, the Shvot and Shifte Kor. Yabuisa says to his dear brothers, Al Tirguzu Badarech. And whatever it means, says Rashi, one of the many, many Pshotim, Rashi HaKadosh says, Al Tafsiu Psiu Gasa, don't go fast. Don't rush, don't go fast. I suppose this is my mother. As I said to me last night, I left Manchester, she says, please don't go fast. She said to me, don't go fast. Said, don't push it. I'll quit myself. It was 2 weeks ago, I was doing the same journey back from Manchester to London. 2 weeks ago, Vayesha, the same journey back. Late at night, I was taken off the M1, road works. I don't know where I am. I'm struggling to find the diverge, pick up the M1 again. It's like London's finest, blue lights come up behind me. I said, what's up? I said, I've not broken the speed limit, I've done nothing wrong. It's fine. Get out of the car. Officer comes up to me and says, are you lost? So I said, why do you ask? I said, you're driving like you're lost. I said, how do you drive like you're lost? What do you mean, sir? So he's telling me, there was signposts around. I said, yeah, I don't know where I'm going. I'm trying to get them one. He actually did not know where the M1 was, by the way. He had no idea. He was more famous. He didn't know where I was. So I said to him, can I ask you a question? Are you called Gabriel? He says, no, why? I said, well, this is a portion of the Bible. The angel Gabriel stopped Joseph and said, are you lost? I said, I'm not Joseph, you're not Gabriel, but maybe you are. I am lost. So last night, mother said to me again, don't go fast. I'll take some of my day. I'll have soup to your gasa. So the more brachas, mem gimel. When a person goes quickly, psiyo gasa, he loses a 500th of memo'er enov. My takante, how's a person repair this? How's a person repair this loss of eyesight? Kiddush. Kiddush leil Shabbos. The person who is Kiddush, he repairs the eyesight that he lost by rushing. So Yosef to Shvatan like this, don't go quickly. Now, more than yesterday, until now the Shvatan never went quickly. So they never rushed. Because they never drank wine. So Rashi, Emem Gimel, that day when they met Yosef, they drank. That day they met Yosef, they drank wine. So until that time, they would never have rushed on the journey because they couldn't fix it by drinking Kiddush. They never drank wine. That day they drank Ochlu v'shosu imoy. Until then, they didn't eat or drink. So Yosef says, now you're going to eat or drink. Now you're going to drink wine. You've seen me. You met up with me. You can drink wine. Habechmoyo, you're going to rush. Now I'm scared you're going to rush because you're going to fix yourself with the option of Kiddush. Please, al tafsiu p'shu gaso. Like I mentioned. Fede v'altakashu. The Gemara in Chaim, Shin Ma'aril says that another way to fix eyesight lost by rushing is to mistakel b'negus. Negus Shabbos. Neg is Gematria 250. Two times Negus Shabbos is 500. A person who rushes and loses Echad, 500 of his eyesight, looks at Negus Shabbos. For the belt, I don't understand. So you also told the Shvatim al Tafsiu. Till now you didn't rush because you couldn't drink Kiddush. After they rushed till now and they looked at Negus Shabbos. Abuisa, Dovah Niflo Ma'oid. Yashi early Chayesah tells us the brochos that the Emois had in their tents. Everyone knows the famous Chazal. We wish Chosikale in Ve'agefen, Ve'agefen. In Ve is Rosh Tevis, the Ayin for the Onon, the Onon tent. The known as Dr. Neir. The Neir Doluk, and the base of the Botzik, the Brochos, Mitzuyah, and the Dough. That's in Ve'agefen. By Rabbeisai, the Medayik, Rashi says Neir Doluk, only one Neir. The Minig we have in Klal Yisrael, like two Neir, this is a much, much later Minig in Klal Yisrael, much later. The Neir Doluk, Neir is only 250, it's not 500. The Skula to look at the Neir Shabbos is only we have two Neir. Takazarich Zayin Rabbeisai, to have the homes, that even if, according to Samuel, we're not going to have Neir, Chanukah also Lovoi. The Negus Shabbos, we should look at it and should be healed to take with us all the mitzvahs of the go with the Hanukkah. May Hashem Moshe Zoyish have the brachos of the Zoyish that we said before. Niflos as a kosh brachu to give us our enu niflos. Shkoyach abes like Hanukkah.
Okay. Huh? It's not working yet?
No.